USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heaping praise on the new British Prime Minister Boris Johnson as the two leaders meet at the G7 summit in France. Trump calling Johnson the right man to deliver the British exit from the European Union, or Brexit.
He's the right man for the job. I've been saying that for a long time. Didn't make your predecessor very happy, but I've been saying it for a long time.
Meanwhile, Johnson says the U.S. is going to have to compromise and lift restrictions on U.K. businesses if it wants a trade deal with the U.K. At least six people being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after lightning struck a tree near where they were standing at the PGA Tour Championship near Atlanta, Georgia, yesterday. The National Hurricane Center says a fourth named storm has formed in the Atlantic Ocean, Tropical Storm Dorian just heading into the Caribbean Sea. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Authorities in Hong Kong say 29 protesters have been arrested this weekend in clashes with police. Thousands of protesters again marching in the pouring rain as anti-government demonstrations continue in Hong Kong. It appears more people are developing lung problems from using e-cigarettes. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
An adult who lived in Illinois has died after developing a mysterious respiratory illness after using an e-cigarette. According to health officials, many e-cigarette cases have been coming to light nationwide. They say people are experiencing serious lung problems after vaping. At this time, there are 193 cases known in 22 states. These people say they've developed different lung problems after using the products. That's an increase of 40 cases over the past 2 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Police are still looking for a suspect who they say shot seven adults at a two-year-old's birthday party in Maryland, not far from Washington, D.C. Authorities in Prince George's County say the victims ages 18 to 20 are expected to survive. Three of them, though, suffered critical wounds. There were about a dozen people at the party in Camp Springs last night when a fight broke out just before the shooting, and again, a search for that shooter remains in progress at this hour. The son of a murdered former NFL player is in custody in Mexico. Dylan Bennett calling police in Minnesota saying he wants to surrender for the killing of his parents. The body of Barry and Carol Bennett were found at their Minnesota farm back on Wednesday. Police had already tracked the 22-year-old son to Cancun. His father, Barry Bennett, played for the New Orleans Saints and the New York Jets. And football star Andrew Luck is retiring from the NFL at 29. The quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts on the sidelines for the Colts preseason game against the Bears and left the field to boos from the hometown fans. The move coming as a shock as the Colts were preparing for the regular season, but Luck had missed the entire preseason battling a calf injury, which developed into a serious ankle issue. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.